From the News Center, a news focus.
Experts working to control the spread of the spotted lanternfly in Pennsylvania are learning more about the invasive insect. Heather Leach is a spotted lanternfly extension associate with the Penn State Agricultural Extension Service. She said the invasive species is now in 26 Pennsylvania counties, plus several other states.
So this thing is certainly, one, a good hitchhiker. It's able to kind of hook on to humans and be transported to new places, but also pretty darn good at establishing to new places as well.
She said that more has been learned about what the spotted lanternfly needs in its life cycle.
We know now that they don't need Tree of Heaven, that, you know, invasive weed itself, to reproduce or survive. But we've learned that it does help kind of increase their development time. And so they're able to go from all the way from egg to adults a little bit faster when they do have Tree of Heaven.
Leach feels more optimistic in what is known about the insect and how to combat it.
I think we've made a lot of research progress in the past 3 years, let alone the past year, just in terms of starting to get a handle on its predictability. And so a lot of the research that we've done is trying to develop traps or ways that we can kind of lure them in, if you will, and try to kill them in one selected spot.
Occasionally she will hear stories or myths from people about management or the biology of the pest. And she's been working to clear things up. For instance, some believe pressure washing destroys the eggs of the spotted lanternfly. You should do that by scraping them off using a plastic card or putty knife, then put them in a bag with rubbing alcohol or hand sanitizer. They can also be smashed or burned. For the latest information about the spotted lanternfly, you can visit the Penn State Extension website. extension.psu.edu. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.